Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
I think urgency. I think being able to believe in yourself. I think getting started today is what's important.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's best ever guests as they share it with you. It's the best ever advice with none of the fluff. Let's go.
Every once in a while, there comes a service that revolutionizes an industry. And I am proud to say that our best ever sponsor, Cozy, is that service for landlords and tenants. Cozy simplifies the rental process for everyone. Simply put, Cozy makes it easy to collect rent online, to screen tenants, to order credit reports, to do all the things that you are currently doing manually, but to automate it so that you can focus on more important things like growing your portfolio this year. The best part is that Cozy is completely free. It's free. There aren't any minimums, there aren't any transaction fees or monthly payments. No other service on the planet offers this to you for free. And one of the things that I love about Cozy is that Cozy automatically collects and transfers the rent so that every month you don't have to worry about forgetful tenants forgetting to pay you the rent. You can actually receive that rent automatically in your bank account, no questions asked. So you can say goodbye to paper checks, late payments, and all those lame excuses. And here's your chance to simplify your life and make more money. Join me and sign up for Cozy at cozy.co. That's cozy.co.
Hello, best ever listeners. Welcome to the best real estate investing advice ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Stephen Soto. Hi, Stephen.
How are you, Joe?
Doing well, and thank you for joining us. Stephen is joining us from Orlando, Florida. He's the founder and principal of Higher Trust Investments, where he identifies distressed real estate assets for high net worth clients with a focus on tax deeds and non-performing notes all over the country. So with that being said, Stephen, can you give the best ever listeners a little bit more about yourself and mention an interesting fact about yourself?
Sure. Well, give you a rundown of my real estate career. I actually started off in timeshare about 5 years ago, and I was actually living in Hawaii, for an interesting fact for you. And a good buddy of mine asked me if I wanted to come back and get in business with him and open up a barbershop. He He opened up two locations. The third one was in the heart of downtown Orlando. And I thought to myself, well, I know what's going to happen if I live out here in Hawaii, but I don't know what's going to happen if I come back. So I decided to come back, open up the shop. And in the process of running the shop, a client would always come in and talk to me about real estate and always tell me, you know what, you do really good. If you come work with me, you'd make a lot of money. And I thought about it for some time and I said, is this something that I really want to do? And I looked into his company, looked at him, and I said, you know what? Sure, why not? So I joined his team, and basically we sat down and he explained to me everything that he was doing. Basically, it was just a point of contact for a hedge fund out of South Miami. We were basically wholesaling homes with at least a 5K spread on it. So I was doing that for about two and a half years with him. And then on the following year, he decided to want to change the business model. I changed it to doing short sales. And for me personally, I'm not the biggest fan of short sales. Kind of takes some time and you don't so much have control of the asset. So I had to figure out another way to get control of the asset. That was most important to me. And in that process, I asked a good real estate attorney buddy of mine. I said, you know, what can we do? And he said, you got to buy the note. I go, the note? What the heck is the note? Where do I get this note from? And you had to tell me. Right. So then he points me somewhat in the right direction, I would say. And I basically, I poured my heart, my soul, my time, every single bit of energy I had into learning the industry, learning how to buy notes, learning how to broker notes, learning how to buy our own, and which led to the foundation of Higher Trust Investments and then purchasing tax deeds as well. So that's where we're at today.
What the heck is a note and how do you buy them?
Right. That's the question I think everybody wants to know. What the heck is a note? Well, a non-performing loan is basically an upside down mortgage. You can purchase a first, a second, some instances a third. You can find them through many different resources. There are hedge funds, there are exchange companies. There's FDIC receiverships, there's banks. As is today, I actually have to put a bid in on a loan from an asset manager, and this the property's actually loan is located in Alabama. That's at a bank that I'm going to be putting this loan on. There are some banks that will put you on the email blast list. I know the whole thing, you know, the whole thing to it that you have to buy in large quantities and large. There are some banks that you can work with still that will put out a loan offering. Let's just say 19 million. But they're not expecting you to purchase $19 million. $19 million, what I mean by that is unpaid principal balance, which is the UPB. And what they'll do is that will have maybe 43 notes in it, and you can actually pick one individually. And the one I picked today is a duplex in Alabama. It's five mobile home sites, and it's already a cash flowing property there. So, yep, going to make a bid on that today. And I mean, does that answer your question or?
Yeah, absolutely. And how do you identify which note to put an offer on?
Well, for me, I'm always looking at the asset. Since I'm starting off right now, cash flow is going to come later. I think, you know, once you build enough connections, you can always take advantage of that cash flow creating workouts. You know, and there's a lot of people who are very big on creating workouts. I mean, at the end of the day, it's very truth. You're not going to really get a bigger yield and a bigger return than be able to buy something for $20,000 and the homeowner owns maybe $90,000 and you're able to do something with them where, you know, you're seeing your return back in the first 2 years or so, you know, so or two, 3 years, or the case may be. So you're not going to get anything really better than that. But for right now, and at the stage where I'm at, you know, we need to grow capital. So I'm always looking at the underlying asset value, seeing if there's a good spread there to be made on the resale part after obtaining the asset.
Well, I would say you have a unique background with timeshares and barbershops and wholesaling and short sales and notes. I actually haven't done any of those things in my career. So I'm glad that you're sharing that your background with the best ever listeners. What is your best real estate investing advice ever?
I think urgency. I think being able to believe in yourself. I think getting started today is what's important. You want to, because me saying due diligence and me saying all those things, it's going to come. It's going to come automatically. But before that can come, you actually have to get started in the business. You actually have to be willing to, you know, go purchase, you know, go purchase a tax deed, go do your research, go do all that stuff. But for you to do that, you got to do it today. You know, you don't want the market to get saturated and, you know, you miss a prime opportunity. You want to ride the wave to the shore and not get caught in the wave.
What's the number one tip you have on note buying, or one interesting thing that you've come across that you can share with the best ever listeners? Because with the best ever listeners, you know, we span from, you know, just starting out. So we've covered that with note buying, and, you know, we also have listeners who are experts at note buying or very familiar with it. So for those who are very familiar with it, what's an expert tip that you'd give them?
Well, you want to know if it's in a judicial or non-judicial state. I mean, I think those are two really important. That's a very important thing. One is, you know, for me, for what I do per se, you know, one's a quicker foreclosure and the other one's a bit longer foreclosure. I think you definitely want to know the laws and the rules in each state and governing and understanding how that all works. And that's why it's important that you put yourself with a strong service company. Not only that, that you know what you're getting yourself into. And, you know, you want to be able to – you want to also – if you're looking to take control of the asset, you want to be able to know what the loan-to-value is. You want to – for me personally – I look at things that's, you know, loan to value 75%. That basically means they have 25% equity in the deal. Why do I do that? Because I'd rather have them have a better chance of them filing for Chapter 7 versus Chapter 13 on me. And I think just those couple tips are very important, because the last thing you want to do is, you know, you're thinking you're going to buy a note and you're going to get this great deal, but you didn't look to see how much equity they have in that house, you know. You could be, you know, running yourself crazy thinking you have something and, you know, you're going to be sitting pretty tight until you actually get something. So I think just that little bit of advice is very important.
You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Sure.
First, a quick word from our sponsor.
Best ever listeners, it's 2015, and wouldn't you like to simplify the landlording process and automate it as much as possible while making more money along the way? It's a landlord's dream, right? With online rent payments, applications, and secure credit reports, Cozy makes being a landlord incredibly easy. And best of all, it's completely free. Sign up for Cozy at cozy.co. That's COZY.co.
Okay, Stephen, best ever book you've read?
16 Laws of Success by Napoleon Hill.
And best ever listeners, I know you like audio, so you can go to freebesteverbook.com and get a free audio version of a book like that. Best ever personal growth experience and what you learned from it?
Starting my own company, really following through with my vision. I think that's the best thing that I can say that I've learned. It's done a lot for me. It's put very much confidence in what I'm doing. And it's allowing me to really grow as a person, as a business owner, and as a man.
What specifically have you learned from it?
Well, for me, one thing that I've learned is I've always said you want to have a vision in life. And anything you do, you want to have a vision. And why I say that is because some people have visions in 5 years. Well, what happens is we're natural procrastinators. So if you start to, and I tell people you want to start your vision in 3 years opposed to 5, because what happens is as soon as you think about 3 years, that's really close and you get started ASAP. And I always tell people you want to measure your vision to how close you are by your goals, because we all have goals. But the problem is that once you reach a goal, you're asking yourself, what do I do next? Just like you get a real estate license. Well, what do I do next? But if you have a vision and you say, well, I'm going to have a real estate license, but in 3 years, I'm going to sell X amount of dollars in X amount of places. Now you're working to something subconsciously. And what I've learned is how to work towards things subconsciously to where I'm getting things done on a daily basis and sometimes not even noticing it.
Best ever success habit you practice.
Research, research, read, read, and research. I read countless of books a year, and I'm on the laptop sometimes on all hours of the night just researching anything possible that can give me the edge.
What's a good online research resource that you can share?
Investopedia, I think, you know, that's good. There's other...
What do you use that for?
Learning some of the financial terminologies and just being able to stay up to date with just some of the terms. I think YouTube, I mean, is a fantastic, credible source. There's quite a bit of knowledge on there you can learn in terms of real estate and getting a different perspective. There are different forums out there that you can go on. There's quite a different forums you can go and learn from and talk to other individuals who have great insight on the business.
Best ever deal you've done?
My first year, we wholesaled a lot of deals. And this year, one of the best deals that I've done so far for this year, because my beginning year was a lot of commission, was selling the condo.
Best ever quote?
Your greatest success usually comes from after your greatest failure.
Who said that and what's it mean to you?
Napoleon Hill. What that means to me is there were some things in my life that I wasn't, you know, I didn't do or it didn't happen exactly as we wanted to pan out, but I learned from it and I applied it to the next venture that I went on that has ultimately led me down to this path that I'm on right now.
And Stephen, what's the best ever place to reach you?
Well, my website, Higher Trust Investments. Just click on contact and you can email me. I have different people I work with on all different parts of the world, Alaska and UK and Colombia and all these different places. So I'm pretty much, I'm up about 6 o'clock in the morning, already reading emails, ready to go. So I'm pretty reachable.
Well, thank you for joining us and sharing your advice with the best ever listeners and, you know, talking about your career progression from timeshares and barbershops to wholesaling to short sales and now note buying and the tips that you have in note buying and then also the psychological advice that you mentioned about believe in yourself and get started today, you know, really focusing in on that urgency. I think that's important for every investor and every business person. I wholeheartedly believe that. So thank you for joining us and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Hey, you best ever listener. Do you want more? Then go to joefairless.com, where you'll get tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And remember to subscribe to the best ever show in iTunes so you can keep getting your daily dose of the best real estate investing advice ever.